Good evening, America. And planet Earth. Brad Friedman here for Mike Malloy. You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show. That's right, but no, I'm not Mike. I'm Brad Friedman, your friendly, humble citizen, investigative journalist, troublemaker, muckraker from bradblog.com here for one more night and one more night only. So, truth seekers, never fear. Mike Malloy will return next Monday. But until then, you got me. Get used to it. It is Accountability Radio. It's Accountability Friday, which, of course, followed Accountability Thursday and Accountability Wednesday and Tuesday and Monday and all of that stuff. At least when I'm in front of the microphone, it's about accountability all the time. God knows we need some in this nation, don't we? Speaking of accountability, we're going to be joined shortly in just a few minutes here from with Jody Evans of Code Pink. This is a Code Pink alert. She is in Las Vegas right now, even as we speak, on the in front of the Performing Arts Center at UNLV, where Karl Rove will be speaking tonight. And we'll get yet another visit from Jody Evans, who attempted to arrest him last month out here in Los Angeles. And this exclusive Brad Blog alert, she did so again today at Barnes & Noble in Las Vegas. We've got the exclusive story over at bradblog.com, and we will get it straight from the horse's mouth in just a few minutes. The good news is she didn't get arrested in trying to arrest the war criminal, CIA, outer, whatever else you want to call him, Karl Rove. She hasn't forgotten about accountability, so we're going to talk to her in a few minutes. Actually, do you have that? It's a sort of an ironic bit here. You got that clip from last month when she tried to arrest Karl Rove here in Los Angeles. Here's what Rove had to say. Just a little of irony to start the show. Go ahead.
With no visible security around, Rove was left to fend for himself and engaged the protesters in some heated exchanges.
With all due respect, this goes to show the totalitarianism of the left. They don't believe in dialogue.
Right.
They don't believe in courtesy. They don't believe in First Amendment rights for anybody but themselves.
Oh, the irony. This coming from the guy who's been out there supporting the tea baggers who have been shouting down at, you know, congressmen at town halls and, yeah. And it's the left who doesn't believe in free speech for anybody but themselves. Okay. Irony much. We're also going to be joined a little bit later on by our friend Bob Kincaid from the Head On Radio Network. He's also a West Virginia environmental activist. He has had his eyes on the coal industry out there and what they are doing. Speaking of accountability, what they are doing, as we're still looking at now 25 dead miners, four who are still not rescued yet in the mines of Massey Energy and their horrible, horrible CEO, Don Blankenship. Talking about accountability. We will try our best to deliver some there later. Somebody's got to because, oh, man, more than 3,000 safety violations since 1995. And this guy has the temerity to come on and, well, we'll get to that later. I don't want to preempt myself. Even Obama was coming out and talking about how, talk about accountability. Obama was talking about how the employer, in this case, Massey Energy, is interested in the safety of the miners. Really? Really, Obama? I'm sorry, Mr. President? Really? Okay. What else do we got here before we're going to get to a quick break, and then we're going to come back with Jody, but I want to a couple of other items here that we will be covering tonight. Oh, and the phone number. See? I got to remember to do that. 877-520-1150. 877-520-1150. I will, again, try to get in as many of your voices, your calls, as I can tonight. Don't use Mike's regular number. Use 877-520-1150. You can also tweet me at The Brad Blog. That's my name over at Twitter, The Brad Blog. And stop by our chat room at bradblog.com, which is being hosted by the lovely Desi Doyen and Jeannie Dean, and they'll be in there serving wine and cheese and whatever else goes on at the chat room. So stop on by bradblog.com, and top item there, you will find the chat room. George W. Bush knew that Guantanamo prisoners were innocent. He didn't care. And yet we still have to look forward, not back. Right, Mr. President, Mr. Obama? Okay. We're going to talk about that a little bit tonight. Justice Stevens announces his retirement, and Glenn Greenwald, another one of my favorite accountability bloggers, says beware one of the leading candidates to take his place, Elena Kagan, currently the Solicitor General, may push the court irreversibly to the right for decades to come. Let's see if we can preempt that one, shall we? And let's see, another one, let's see, generic ballot points towards a possible 50-seat loss for Democrats. Okay, how's that going down the middle working for you there, Democrats? We'll talk about that in a little bit. And we're going to talk about, Bank of America insider pleaded guilty to hacking ATMs. ATMs, Bank of America. Who's that? Diebold ATMs. That's who they use. That's right, Diebold ATMs. Once again, hacked from the inside. The real threat against not just ATMs, but yes, electronic voting machines that nobody seems to give a damn about. We still do. We will talk about that tonight, I promise you, and about the fact that the real threat is from the insiders, like the guy at the B of A, the insider who hacked the machine. Just the way the real threat is from the insiders in elections, like election officials. No, it's not from Acorn. God. All right. Did I give the number out? I did. 877-520-1150. And finally, before we go to break here, though we don't usually like to play the right and left card, we try to do the right and wrong card instead, because even though the right is really wrong more than the left these days, the left is not very right. So we're going to talk about all of that, but let's see. This is from Steve Bannon. Washington Monthly points out that Michelle Bachmann at this rally, I think it was yesterday, up in Minnesota, where Sarah Palin was there, and a little Sean Hannity, a big right-wing teabaggery fest or whatever. She said, and I quote, I don't have the audio, so I'll just read it. If, in fact, there is a nation who is compliant with all the rules ahead of time, and they've complied with the United Nations on nuclear proliferation, if they fire against the United States a biological weapon, a chemical weapon, or maybe a cyber attack, well then, we aren't going to be firing back with nuclear weapons, said Bachmann. Does that make us all feel safe? And of course the crowd shouted, no. This is in response to Obama's new nuclear thing, right? Well, Bannon breaks that down a little bit. He says, there are obviously a lot of errors of fact and judgment in Bachmann's quote, but that, quote, maybe a cyber attack is the part that stands out. To be sure, he writes, attacks on a country's computer network can be severely damaging. But even Bachmann, as confused as she is, has to realize that responding to a cyber attack with a nuclear bomb would be the most insane act in the history of humanity. Does she understand what a nuclear bomb does? Steve Bannon notes. Cyber attack. My website has been hacked. Let's break out the nukes. God, she's a genius. Sean Hannity's favorite right winger there, too. Her and Sarah Palin. Good stuff. All right. All of that, much more, straight ahead, including Jody Evans from Code Pink, from Vegas, ready to go. We don't know what she's going to do tonight to Karl Rove. Maybe we'll find out. Maybe there'll be another citizen's arrest. Let's hope it's not her. Oh, man, would I like to see him finally frog marched. You're listening to Brad Friedman on the Mike Malloy program. Oh, yeah, I got to keep. Oh, yeah. All right. I'm sorry. Yeah, see, I took too long. See, I'm a blogger. I'm not a radio guy. I'm just taking back the media because someone has got to. So we're going to find out. Is she going to arrest him again? Is she going to get arrested? She's there, by the way, with her, what do they call it? The pink tank. Bunch of folks, including some Iraq War veterans, as I understand it. There may be some accountability in Vegas tonight. We'll find out. From the front steps. Hey, are you out in Vegas, by the way? Go on over to UNLV. Join the party there at the Performing Arts Center. All right, Jody Evans from Code Pink. Right after this, Brad in for Malloy. my, how things have changed.
In the Impact segment tonight, Prime Minister Maliki addressed the House and Senate. Today he's the Prime Minister of Iraq, I should have mentioned that, thanking the USA for its efforts in his country. But there were some catcalls.
The chair notes a disturbance in the gallery. The sergeant-at-arms will secure order by removing those engaging in disruption.
Joining us now from Washington, reaction to all this, Fox News correspondent Major Garrett. First of all, that was Code Pink, right? The crazy group that disrupted the...
One protester, Bill, one only, caught on camera, escorted out, a minor deal.
Minor deal.
Going to be charged?
Yes, with disturbing Congress.
Okay.
Disrupting Congress.
That's a pretty serious charge because that's a capital offense. Local D.C. police, right?
That's Capitol Police. It'll be dealt with quickly and largely forgotten.
Yeah. Okay. Can we send her to Guantanamo? Is that possible?
I guess not. I'll leave that up to you, Bill.
All right. Well, it's up to me. She's on. Come on, Major. You don't give her that. Don't give her the factor tribunal. She'll be swimming with the fishes.
Fishes. Let's kill them. Well, that was a couple years ago, Bill O'Reilly. Yeah, back when protesting, you know, was an American hating thing to do. Now it's great. Of course, Bill O'Reilly isn't threatening to throw any of those teabaggers into Gitmo for some reason. Those guys are heroes. Well, speaking of heroes, as far as I'm concerned, we're joined by Jody Evans, co-founder of Code Pink. She is, I believe, Jody, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show.
Hi.
How are you? Now, you're in the front of the Performing Arts Center at UNLV tonight.
I am sitting here right now. We're waiting for the Howard Dean Karl Rove debate to begin.
Oh, yes. And will you be arresting Howard Dean tonight?
Oh, no. I will hopefully be attempting yet again to get my handcuffs on Karl Rove.
Okay, good. Good. Now, earlier this afternoon, you did this. We played before the break. Last time you tried to arrest him in Los Angeles out here last month. This afternoon as well at Barnes & Noble's, you and a group of folks from the Pink Tank tried to cuff him again, did you?
Yes, we did, and we will continue to do that until somebody decides to hold these criminals accountable. The funny thing is that as soon as I finished doing that action, I got a call from Congressman Alan Grayson from Florida, and I told him what I had just done, and he, you know, was just horrified by the fact that we can't hold them accountable, and that, you know, if we don't hold these guys accountable, it will get repeated again. And not only that, it, you know, if they're not held accountable, then why does somebody else think they need to follow the law because nobody gets held accountable?
Yeah.
And I said, so why don't you call for him to be subpoenaed and come talk about his lies in Congress? And he said, well, Pelosi won't let me do it. She says she won't put anything out that has anything to do with accountability. And I said, isn't that horrible? And he said, yes, that's why we appreciate Code Pink for constantly saying the emperor has no clothes.
Yeah, and it's a brilliant strategy, by the way, because I got a story here I'm going to get to later in the show that the Democrats could lose as many as 50 seats in Congress by not calling for accountability. So when you went into Barnes & Noble today, and we do have the exclusive story over at bradblog.com, Jody Evans, what happened? Did you get close enough to get those cuffs on them, or what happened? Why didn't you get them?
Well, I got very close. I was ready to put the gun. I got close to the table. He looked up to grab the book from me and went, it's her, pulled his chair back, leaned, you know, put his body against the bookshelves, you know, with his arms back, and told the security to go after me. But so I actually got closer with the cuffs in Beverly Hills. But they were there. They were draped over the table, ready to be on his wrist. But he was back again. Yes, he runs away from Code Pink as fast as he can.
It's her. Did he really say it's her?
Yes.
Because he didn't have any security last time he was out in Beverly Hills. They had security there this time around, eh?
They had three security surrounding him. I mean, you had to go through security. They took your purse away. You know, they didn't let you near him with anything but the book, even though I had stuffed the cufflinks up my sleeve. I put the arrest complaint inside his book. I pulled it out. I showed it to him. I showed it to security, but nobody cares that I have the legal right as a citizen to arrest him.
Now, can you? Yes, you actually can arrest him. This is not just a stunt. You actually can make a citizen's arrest, correct?
Oh, yes, I have with me, you know, and handed it to him, the arrest complaint. Where I, and in each state, you know, we have a different one, but I have it with the Nevada statute 171 that says I have the right, when a felony has been, in fact, committed, to arrest the person who was, you have the reasonable cause committed it. And then I list quite a few of the felonies that he violated, of his felonies. Mm-hmm. I don't list all of them.
Well, hey, Jody, I know you got to get into this event. I got to get to a break here. Are you able to stick around for 4 minutes until I can finish up with this break and come back to you? Because if you got to go, I understand.
Yeah, I'm here.
You can stick around? Okay, great. Stick around. And hey, if you're out there, if you're listening in Vegas, get out to the Performing Arts Center at UNLV. They could use some backup. Karl Rove may escape again. Don't let it happen. All right, hang on. Jody Evans of Code Pink. You can get more information on them at codepink.org. She's going to stick with us for another minute or two because I got another question I got to get in. You're listening to Brad Friedman on The Mike Malloy Show. Stick with us. We're back in a few. To the Mike Malloy Show, Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com in for Malloy for one more night. We're speaking right now with Jody Evans, who is out at UNLV at the Performing Arts Center, where Karl Rove is getting ready to speak with Howard Dean, and maybe he's about to be arrested again. Or at least we'll try to see if he gets arrested, as Jody Evans did of Code Pink did this afternoon. You can read the story at bradblog.com. She joins us now again. Jody, I know you got just a few more minutes there, so I have two quick questions for you. Let's see. What has to happen to make this an official arrest? I know you've been following him in L.A., now in Vegas, today at Barnes & Noble's, and now tonight. What has to happen for this to really actually happen, Jody?
Well, we need a police officer courageous enough to stand up and do the right thing. And so far that hasn't happened. I think also if enough people at an event that actually could, you know, stand up and say you should be arrested, and that the crowd would hold Rove and wait for the police and show the arrest complaint, it would be hard for an officer to say no.
So let me understand this. So you say, Mr. Rove, you're under arrest for war crimes and for outing CIA agents and for all these other treasonous things, and then a police officer has to say, okay, well, you made the arrest, Jody, so I guess I have to handcuff him and haul him away? Is that how it works?
Yeah, the citizen's arrest, what you get to do is hold them until a police officer arrives and fulfills the arrest.
And so then the police officer actually writes down this arrest, actually books the guy. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Is there any honest police officers anywhere in Las Vegas who have the time to show up and help Code Pink have some accountability here for this guy who has gotten away with these crimes year after year after year that have resulted in the deaths of hundreds and thousands of not just Americans, but citizens around the world? If you're listening, Las Vegas police, please help. All right, and here's my other question. Now some accountability for you, Jody Evans and Code Pink. Are you going after Obama and the Democrats with the same vim and vigor that you protested against Bush and the Republicans when they were in charge?
Well, I think our vim and trigger matches the crime. So right now, I don't know. I'm not aware that Obama has violated the law as horribly or caused as much damage as Roe. So I'm pointing in the direction of the place where real accountability lies for the devastation of the last 10 years, both with the stealing of elections, the lying to take us to war, the wasting of $3 trillion, the deaths of hundreds of thousands of Iraqis, and the casualties of hundreds of thousands of U.S. Military. So for me right now, that is where my energy is. I have to say, however, I am handing out here at the Artemis Hall our fruitless escalation stickers that
fruitless escalation?
Hopeless.
Escalation. Okay.
Where we, you know, it's got a picture of that famous picture of Obama, and we talk about how his military budget exceeds Bush, leaving us less money for health care. That Afghanistan is another Vietnam, and more troops, more violence, and less safe. So it's not the same vision, but we continue to be active where we need to be so that we can end war and stop this madness.
I hear you. Okay. Well, listen, in case you didn't see the news this week, it looks like Obama has approved the assassination of an American citizen out there in Yemen. So I hope you'll think about taking them, holding them to account. I understand the magnitude of the crimes is not yet the same, but it's getting real close, and there's a lot of bombing going on in Afghanistan and Pakistan from thousands of miles above with the, you know, drone planes and everything. But I do know that Code Pink has linked up and is supporting the losing-hope.org campaign, calling on Obama to take some action. I'm going to read that letter. I'm going to let you go, but I'm going to read that letter. Yeah.
The really important thing is you have to, you know, radical is to go to the root. The root of the problem is that we are not holding Bush, Roe, Cheney, et cetera, accountable. Yes.
Yep.
What happens is that you have then Obama behaving in the exact same way. If we don't go to the root of the problem and start holding the people accountable where it is the most obvious, violent, and reckless,
yep,
we can't even start to hold Obama accountable. So for me, it's like I only have so much time and energy, and I'm going to go right for it, because what Karl Rove has done, I mean, it's just, there's no words for it.
Listen, no, I hear you, and this is one of the complaints that I had about the Democrats, that if they let these guys get away with it, the bar is lowered, and that anything can happen, but no matter what president it is, no matter what party they're from. And yeah, I agree with you. Obama says we can't look backwards, we need to look forwards. Well, nonsense. Looking backwards is looking forward. Holding those guys accountable changes, you know, if you can arrest Bush and Rove and Cheney, that may send a pretty good message to Barack Obama. So,
right.
Jody Evans from Code Pink, go get them. Do what you got to do. Let me know how we can help out anytime. And, of course, we always appreciate the exclusives. We have the exclusive story on your attempted arrest of Karl Rove earlier today over at bradblog.com. And good luck tonight. Stay out of jail, okay?
And thanks for everything you do, Brad.
You bet. All right. Go to codepink.org and support the good guys. Yeah, they were tea partying before tea partying was cool, you know? Back when O'Reilly didn't, and Sean Hannity, back when they used to hate anybody who would speak out, anybody who would talk bad about the president. Good Lord, that was just unpatriotic. Yeah, all of a sudden, they seem to feel differently. Well, we'll see what happens out there tonight in Las Vegas. Here is, as I mentioned, Code Pink. If you go to their website, codepink.org, they've got a great big old link to losinghope.org. It's actually losing-hope.org. And you can sign on. This one is to Obama, and it's right at the top of the codepink.org page. Dear Mr. President, your administration and your party are in trouble. That is clear from the elections in Massachusetts and Virginia, from the drop in your approval ratings, from the rise of conservative opposition groups. This is a time when progressive forces in this country need to mobilize to prevent a backlash that will take this country further to the right. Oh, too late. But progressives are disappointed and demoralized. Look at me. This is what you're supposed to sign on to if you like. In 2008, I was one of millions united for hope and change. As 2010 dawns, change looks to me like more of the same. Instead of peace, we got more war. Instead of health care reform, we have an industry win that requires Americans to buy health insurance without any real cost controls. On the environment, one of your top priorities, you came back from Copenhagen with yet another non-binding resolution and more clean coal to boot. Instead of helping struggling homeowners and small businesses during the financial crisis, bank executives were rewarded and have yet to see reform. Wall Street firms ended 2009 with record bonus and profits while employment remains in double digits. You get the idea. In the meantime, it says at the end, in the meantime, I pledge to keep pushing your administration and Congress and mobilizing others, not for partisan politics, but for policies of social and environmental uplift. Sounds good to me. Go over there. You can get the link at codepink.org. Hold them all accountable. Hold their damn feet to the fire. All right, we got a lot more ahead. Dave in Bayside, I'm going to get to you very shortly here. Hang on the line. If you want to get in, 877-520-1150 is our number. And, yeah, we're going to get out early. 877-520-1150 is our number. We'll come back with your calls and a lot more stories. Oh, hackers inside of Bank of America. You know, those people are also accessing your elections. Did you hear that thing about Jody Evans mentioned that Bush is stealing elections? That was just to get on my good side, I think. All right. Brad, in from Mike Malloy. Much more straight ahead from Los Angeles. Stay with us. To the Malloy Show, Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com in for Mike Malloy. One more night as spring break is apparently spreading around Georgia, wherever the Malloys are goofing off these days. So I'm here. Hey, folks over at DU, I had posted that story about Code Pink over in the breaking news section when it was breaking earlier today. It was an exclusive to BradBlog, and I just checked over there at DU, and it's been moved again. I don't get it. I don't know. I've had a whole bunch of breaking stories I've been posting at DU lately keep getting moved. I don't know what's going on. I think one of the moderators there doesn't like me. What can I say? Anyway, you truth seekers at DU, hey, saying hey, love you. Go find out what happened there. All right, our phone number is 877-520-1150, 877-520-1150. How should I do this? Do I have the time? All right. Let me go to Dave, and I'll get. We got more show than we got time for. We're sticking around. We're doing a fourth hour tonight. We're not doing a. Tony says no. We're not doing a fourth hour tonight. All right. Hey, Dave in Bayside, California. How are you, sir? Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show.
Oh, I'm really great, Brad, and you do a wonderful thing, and you have been for a long time. I used to be Dave in Eureka when you were on every week with B2B Collins, yes, and our old friend Alice still speaks of you all the time.
Oh, well, God love you, and you moved to Bayside, everything okay?
Yeah, not too far away, it's all just right. A matter of a few miles.
And you were a great activist. I remember you used to go out, what was it, like every Thursday or Friday and protest out in front of the courthouse there?
Yeah, I'm still doing it.
God love you.
I don't think that this administration pays a whole lot more attention to us than did the old one, but we do what we can. And
nope, you're right.
My thinking on this is that you've come as close as anybody to making it known that any voting machine that comes with a modem in it and that can be accessed by our neocon goons, that it is something that ends democracy in the United States for all practical purposes.
Yep. Well, I'll just go you one further. The modem has nothing to do with it. When you're dealing with a touchscreen system, it is 100% impossible. And by the way, I had invited Rand Paul, who's running in the GOP primary down there, against the Secretary of State. He's running for U.S. Senate in Kentucky. Had invited him to be on tonight to talk about this election coming up, to talk about the six election insiders, election officials who were just convicted of fraud and manipulating voting machines down there in Clay County, Kentucky. And he decided to not come. He pussy-footed his getting back to me. And what are you looking at? And then he they just said, he was too busy. So I'm sorry that he was too busy. I would love to get him at some point, you know, to find out what his plans are, because Kentucky, May 18th, is about to go to the polls. The entire state practically uses touchscreen machines, which are 100% unverifiable. It is impossible. If you vote on a touchscreen machine, I don't care if a paper trail comes out, 100% impossible to verify that any vote has ever been recorded accurately on any touchscreen voting machine during any election anywhere. That's with or without a modem. And when it comes to the paper ballot machines that you put through the op scan, guess what? They don't count those either. Diebold does. All right. That was my long, distracted response, Dave.
Well,
I cut you off.
You're addressing a very serious problem, because what you're saying in so many words is democracy is dead. We are not any longer allowed to vote for the candidates that we want, that these Patriot Act troopers or whoever, whatever high-tech goons that want to, can go in and invade our system and do the voting for us. Now,
yep.
I've always operated on the assumption they're getting in by via the modem. Well, I'm not a high-tech enough person to be sure of that. But
well, look, Dave, here's a story today that I was going to get to later. I'll get to it now. It can be by modem, but it doesn't need to be. It's the insiders. Down there in Kentucky, I mentioned Clay County, Kentucky. About 2 weeks ago, we finally had a conviction. These guys were arrested last year. Six high-ranking election officials. Okay, we're talking about the county clerk of Clay County. We're talking about the district court judge was involved in this scheme. They had been manipulating elections for decades, according to the prosecutors. The jury found them guilty. Let's see, who else was involved in this? The school superintendent. These guys were all election officials. They were the ones who were on the inside, not just buying and selling votes, but actually changing votes on touchscreen voting machines. No modem was necessary because they had access to the machines, because they're election officials. So this comes out, Dave, this comes out today from, I got this over at CompuWorld. A Bank of America computer specialist is set to plead guilty to charges that he hacked the bank's automated tellers to dispense cash without recording the activity. Rodney Reed Cavalry of Charlotte, North Carolina, scheduled to plead guilty to a computer fraud charge next Tuesday in federal court in Charlotte, according to his attorney, who declined to comment further on the case. Cavalry was charged last week with one count of computer fraud for allegedly writing a malicious program that ran on Bank of America's computers and ATMs, according to court filings. The document says Cavalry made more than the minimum of $5,000 from the scam, but they don't spell out the total of the bank's losses. That number could come out next week when he enters his plea. Cavalry had worked in Bank of America's IT department, where he designed and maintained computer systems, including those used by the ATMs. The alleged scam ran from between March 2009 and October 2009. It ran for 8 months. And they just now caught the guy, just now arrested the guy. The threat to elections when you use computers, when you don't count the ballot, is from the insiders. No modem is necessary. What the hell do I have to do to get that across to America, Dave?
I don't know. You try, and it is so desperately important that we all understand these people have rigged and are rigging our elections at will, and we don't seem to know what can we do about it.
You know what I ought to do? I ought to get on the radio, go on some national radio show, and tell everybody about it. That's what I'm going to do. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate everything that you're doing, and it's great to hear from you, my friend.
Do what you can, my friend. Do what you can.
Thanks, brother. All right. You know, what, are you going to get it, America? I know the Democrats aren't going to get it. They've had a chance. They could have had election reform here. But again, speaking of pussyfooting, They haven't done a damn thing about it. Now, Rush Holt, congressman from New Jersey, has a bill in Congress that is sort of being ignored here. He has tried to get it passed year after year. Well, it hasn't passed to date, and I'm glad that it hasn't to date, because previous versions of the bill have been terrible. They would have allowed touchscreen machines, otherwise known as direct recording electronic, DRE machines, to be used forever. And as I said, they are 100% impossible to verify that any vote has ever been recorded accurately. This is how we're running our democracy when using those machines. Now, the new version of the bill is slightly better, but it still allows for secret source code for private companies like Diebold, like ESNS, to keep their voting systems private, to keep the citizens out of public elections. Yes, I am calling for a public option in our public elections. Why don't we socialize our elections? There's an idea, isn't it? Remember that whole we the people thing, that whole self-governance thing, that whole thing that you hear these teabaggers acting like they give a damn about? Hey, teabaggers, give a damn? Then show up down there in Kentucky, start yelling and screaming that the Secretary of State down there is running uncertified voting systems, is letting citizens vote on machines that can never, ever, ever be verified as accurate. That's your democracy. That's what we're looking at, America, until we decide to do something about it. Are you with me? Let's get busy. Brad Friedman from BradBlog.com, in for Mike Malloy. Desi Doyen and Bob Kincaid coming up next. Stay with us.